like to call the meeting to order for the Board of Water Commissioners, Tuitt Fire District. It's August 15th, 5:30 p.m. We've got an agenda for public comment first. Seeing no public, I don't think we have any comment.
Sounds correct to me.
We have minutes from our last meeting on the 18th of July.
The minutes were sent to us over email, so I had a chance to read them before the meeting.
I
take a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll sign them and give them to you.
That sounds great. That would be a good idea.
I didn't do that a lot of times.
No, that was my fault, too. I should have been looking for them.
Okay, we have warrants today.
Yes, we got plenty of warrants.
Plenty of warrants.
You are the top line, sir.
Yeah.
You would be the second line.
Everybody's still there, that's good. Last fiscal year.
Yeah, it's last year's funds.
Guys all doing good?
So far, yeah. Everybody seems to be all right.
Oh, a new printer.
Yes.
Cool.
Color.
I mean, when you get a... When it works good, it's a big deal.
And I could use it on my desk, which I used to have to email stuff to her and have her send it back to me in an email and copy it and scan it to people. Now the guy's hooked everything
up. We got a network?
Yeah. In the office, you know. Yeah. There you go, one more, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has all the different... Yeah.
July lawn care.
Yes.
They pull the weeds?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Did they dye all the brown grass?
What's that?
Did they dye all the brown grass in the
green? Yeah, they painted it green.
Good.
I don't think I've cut my lawn in a month.
My backyard's been growing.
I've been cutting mine, but I've been watering.
But I have been watering. As much as I want to support this place.
I like to get the neighbors to have water, so I just go out there and throw it on every once in a while. As soon as they turn theirs on, I'll run out and turn it on.
24 Highland Ave, mulch.
One penny.
What's that?
One penny.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a penny item on Bortolotti. They sent me a bill for 2 cents and a bill for 1 cent because of loam and seeding and mulch stuff for cleaning up after a service that they put them in, a replacement service over there.
Yeah.
That was the one from last month.
Okay.
They had to go over and clean up.
Did they end up paying for that tire?
What's that?
Did Bortolotti end up paying for that lady's tire?
Yeah, they submitted it. As far as I know, I haven't called it back. He called me and said that he was at the insurance agent.
Yeah, good.
And as long as it wasn't a natural disaster reasons, it should be okay.
Yeah.
So I gave him all the information, and he asked me if there was any cones there. And I said there were cones on the side of the road, not in the road. So,
yeah.
All right, water quality. Let's see. bacteria problems in July and fall.
That's good.
But and we did finish our nitrate samples. I think I had told you last month. So I did bring you a copy.
Thank you.
Just so you had it. Kind of put on the bottom there what the average was this year, average last year. A little concerned about station 5. It went from 2.6 to 4.4, which is quite an increase. I don't think I've ever seen it that high over there. So while I was talking to the gentleman, and I met him one morning over at 671 Main Street, who's going to be doing the test well testing, I told him to write me up an estimate to do. We have a test well between Stratford Ponds and the 5. He's done it. He did it a few years back, a couple of years ago. Does it at two different levels or three different levels on the stuff that's there. So I'll ask him to send me. He asked me to send him the old bill so he saw what he tested for, because he's gone to a different company. He's not in the same company. So I told him I'd send that out to him. He's been on vacation now. He lives down the street from my house. I didn't know that until about 3 years later when he told me that and he saw me. He goes, oh, by the way, I'm your neighbor. But, yeah. So I'm just waiting on that. He'll go in and test that and give me a price to go over and test.
Yeah, that's quite a bump.
Yeah, from 2.6 to 4.4.
2.6, right.
That's what I thought. It's a little concerning.
Just in that one location?
Yeah, everything else is round about the same.
Yeah.
I should say that present at tonight's meeting are Commissioner Campbell, Commissioner Hoppenstead, and Superintendent Wiseman.
Sorry, I forgot to do that. One other thing happened last month, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it, but I have to tell you guys. We have waivers for our SOC testing, which is synthetic or organic compounds.
Yeah.
Except at station number 3, which is because I believe it's in the middle of town. We don't own all of the zone 1. I read my plan wrong, and I had Brian test station 4. I thought it said station 4 when I was looking at the sample plan that we have from the state, and I got a phone call from the state saying, why didn't you test station 3? And I said, because I was told that I have to do station 4, and I went over and looked at it, and they were right. It's kind of small writing, large writing, but I screwed up by it. So I had to retest, and they gave me an NON for monitoring. There was no detects of anything in there.
Yeah.
The water's still clean, but they gave me an NON because I didn't take it in the proper sampling quarter.
Okay.
So it will have to be mentioned on the consumer conference report because it is a monitoring NON. But there's no really harm to it right now. I still have to do another test, except for the fact that it's probably one of the most expensive tests we take.
Right.
So
so we had to pay for 2 instead of...
What's that?
We had to pay for 2 this last quarter.
Right, instead of... Which we weren't planning on paying for one of them only once in this new fiscal year. But because I didn't take it at the right time, I had to take it in the first quarter of this month, and which puts us into the new fiscal year. Right, I can get it right. That answers a lot of quality for now.
I wonder what all they look for in those synthetic organic compounds. It must be a host of things, right?
There's a lot of things that I can't pronounce because I had it on my computer this afternoon, and I said, you know, they might ask me that question. I should make a copy of all this stuff. I couldn't tell you right now what they are. They're all zines and zides and...
Yep.
Olson.
I'll come by and take a look at that sometime. I did some sampling for
Willow.
Even
if you look, if you look at online at any of the drinking water regulations, they'll show you the test. If you go to MassDEP drinking water, they have them right there. All the things you can look at, all the things that they test for, and SOCs, secondaries. I did actually bring a copy of the secondaries tonight, just so you guys can see what the SMCL is on those.
Okay. Cool. Do you want this back, the nitrate report?
No, I got my own. That was a copy I made. I made for you, as I knew you had the one last year.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, that's good. I would encourage you to have that guy follow up.
Yeah, just to see, because I don't know if you know the history behind Stratford Ponds at all.
No, I don't.
Years ago, Stratford Ponds put a treatment amphidrome treatment system in our zone 2. So they had to basically have the same stringent laws like with us with our Title V. So anything they let out had to be a certain level. Well, about 7 to 8 years ago, they had a section where they could move it out of the zone 2, the treatment area and the discharge area. So they did that. So they wouldn't have to they kept failing.
Okay.
So they didn't have to meet the same stringent laws, but we had 2 test wells between the two, and we never had a problem. Now they're over there. We've tested it a couple times, I believe, the first original test and the test afterwards, and we didn't have anything that was any indication that there was a problem.
Yeah.
But with this being the first indication there might be, I think it's time we could get it tested again and then get on a yearly schedule or something.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know if they would be part of the responsible parties to do the tests. I mean, they were when it was in the zone 2, and now they're not.
Yeah, they send us a result, and DEP doesn't help us in any way.
Mm.
DEP says, you know, if I cannot do anything to make them pass this, that's up to the local Board of Health and everything else.
Right.
But if it starts to get into UL, I can make you fix it.
Right. Which is problematic because they're the source.
Right, exactly.
They're the upstream
landowner.
I know Mashpee is talking about changing some of their bylaws and their planning department to go to a standard of 3 milligrams per liter.
Wow.
To drop it
to
3 from 5. And it's because of some proposed developments that Willow Bend is, or not Willow Bend, that Mashpee Commons has proposed.
Okay. But the place is growing.
Yeah.
It's going crazy. So I had a question about this report.
Sure.
The one that where the result was 4.4. It's what kind of events would cause that number to go as high as it has? An increase. Would it be weather? Would it be some different usage around? Would it be failure in some system?
I would say whatever's causing that there has to be coming from a ways away. That well is 130 feet deep, 160, 130 to water. That has to be. It's something that's been working for a while down a ways and coming that way for that to happen. Now, whether it was because when they rebuilt the system, that's the surge, and this is what the norm is going to be, I don't know.
What's the time? You know, what's the movement per quarter?
I couldn't tell you over in that area.
Yeah.
That'd be something for geologists or something to look at. Yeah.
I mean, I think on average it's like a couple feet a year, right?
Yeah, something to that effect. Yeah.
So this is something that might have happened a long time ago.
Could be, yeah. It could be. Could be new housing getting closer.
Yeah.
Could be, a bunch of additions over there they're doing. I don't know what they've been doing for construction. Could be the fact that they put it, maybe when they moved everything, it was a different system. You know, those systems are made to work with a full load. It could be something that happened over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they didn't have the full amount of, there might be a bunch of summer people living in there. Now it's getting better. Before it was a little worse. Something to that effect.
Hmm. But the source could be fertilizer, it could be septic systems.
Right.
I think it's far enough to the, I don't know exactly where the well is, but it seems like it would be far enough to the west so that it wouldn't be subsurface flow from the Santuit Pond.
No
problem.
I hope not.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was talking to someone the other day, and they were thinking that, and you know, I'm the same way. I'm like, geez, when I was a kid, I used to catch trout in the Santua.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Santua River.
Yep.
And since that pollution's been happening down the Santua pond, you don't see a trout in the Santua River ever again.
Yeah. Used to be able to walk up that whole estuary
All
the way past Marshup Farms on hard bottom from the old Boy Scout camp.
And I'm wondering if that's
trout.
I know a lot of people blame it on Willowbend every time they pump everything going up and down and everything else. I don't know. All them houses around Santua Pond might be the reason why everything's all messed up, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Keep an eye on it. And maybe if we have some money, do some additional testing. And if we have to sit down with the people up there that are in charge of that system, then we'll ask them to come in. Have a meeting.
Yeah.
And they're in Barnstable or are they in Mashpee?
No, they're in Mashpee.
So they might have to deal with Mashpee on that.
I hope
if
so.
Mashpee goes to three milligrams per liter.
If they
I'm
do
sure
that,
it'll be
that'd
great
be great for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything else on water quality? And that synthetic organic compounds testing, will that happen in the next couple of
weeks? Already did it. Already have the results. Already sent it in. Already sent in my my correction notice. Everything's been done. We're back to compliance. And I'll be testing again probably October.
Good.
Maybe November.
Nice.
I'd like to give a little bit of space out, but you know, and keep it 3 months apart just to keep it as it is. But I don't want to get into the point where nothing gets done either.
Yeah. Job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Superintendent's report.
All right, Superintendent's report, August 15th for the month of July. In July of 2017, we pumped 36,248,000 gallons of water. In 2018, for the month of July, we pumped 41,885,000 gallons of water. For an increase of 5,637,000.
This will make the treasurer happy.
Yes.
I
saw that decrease a couple of years ago coming like this and last year like this. I think this is more of the norm. But because we had Station 1 taken apart, rebuilt, raised, all that stuff with Methuen, I have called our tester just to come down and make sure it's calibrated correctly. Since they did take it out and put it back down, just to make sure if there is an error, I get it quick and we can situate it within the month.
We've had two hot months now. So.
Oh, last year we had almost a half an inch of rain during the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a tenth of an inch of rain last year. I don't even remember that when it happened.
Yeah. It didn't quite hit the ground.
Speaking of that, do you have a garden this year?
No, I didn't because I couldn't get in the tiller with my knee and all that stuff. So
that's true.
I'm just adding.
Thought that's why you had a wife.
You got to turn this thing off.
Okay,
sorry. We're still way down,
you
know, for 2018, but that's because we were so low.
Yeah, that's because that's just because it hasn't finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still got a few more months to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not through July.
Right, that won't be true really until...
Like through July at this point. That's
it should
total
be,
12 months. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had that breakup.
It's only two other years, 2010 and 16, that look like they've been equal to or higher than that 40 million gallon.
I'm telling you, it was hot. And even this month's been real warm. But, you know, we've got in this last week, we've got a little bit of rain, at least, to give a little bit of relief out there.
All at once.
Right.
Yes.
All right. We had no new services put in and no replacement services put in in the month. I did send out to you guys to review, and I don't know. I didn't bring any extras. I was hoping you guys had done your homework. I apologize if not. The updates to the handbook that I sent around?
Yes. I didn't bring it with me, though.
Okay. All right. There was, I don't know if you made, if you looked at it much or anything. There's really, it's all standard language. Yeah. The only thing that he had, and I said it in the email, he had put a limit on how many days you could earn a year.
For what?
That you couldn't take any. Basically, because we have a non-ending accumulation with the buyback that we have, and on him. Yeah, that he wanted, he was leaving it as you can't use any more than 120 at once, or, you know, 30 days at once, I think it was, something like that. That's never been the case, or 20 days at once. So that's never been the case. We've had people out a month that got paid and everything. There isn't a limit on, because it's accumulating like this, we can't tell them you can only use 21 of the days.
Yeah, they get staggered.
Yeah, so he rewrote it to go with the current.
The accumulation is time they earn.
Right.
If you earn those days as you go on.
Correct. And that's what he wrote it back to.
Yeah.
Instead of what he went off of what, like the earned sick time said. Yeah. That's what he wrote it to that, but you can exceed it, basically. He forgot that we had had it that way in the past. He forgot about the buyback and everything.
You guys get 100% buyback?
25. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I did not look at that, so I'll put some asterisks here. I'll take a look at that for next time.
Yeah, if you guys could just give me a...
Well, interesting enough, I know, I looked at it, I'll look at it again, and I just got emailed me, the county has a new handbook for employees, and okay. I was going to look at that to try to compare them, you know, see if there's anything that was...
This has been going on for a little while, back and forth. It's one of those things that I
can get done.
Yeah, that I'd like to wrap it up as quick as we can so that I can tell them to print it off and put it into what we have with everything. There's only, I think, three or four little things that changed on it.
So those changes are in the version you sent us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's make that an agenda item for next, for our September meeting that we approve that.
Okay.
We
look
at it. Give it a final.
If you need another copy, just give me a call or even drop me an email.
What I might need is a reminder from Jen.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Jen.
I can.
Mrs. Nash.
I can talk to Mrs. Nash about sending out a reminder to the Board of Water Commissioners.
In enough time for us to
make sure they review the handbook for the next meeting that will be put on the agenda to vote on. I don't know if you've noticed that we have that tower kind of up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been out there. It's impressive.
It's up. The roads, there's a couple small issues that we, you know, about the spill that we had. That's cleaned up. It came back as non-detect. Everything's good, well below. State's happy. We're happy. They knocked over a gate box when they were through there. They are replacing it with something. They tried replacing it with some PVC and a cap, and I told them it wasn't acceptable to put back what was there. They have to fix the gate that we have out there. Somebody hit it with a machine at one point and bent it. So they're sending a welder out to fix that also. But in the meantime, Eversource has sent out a easement for their... Eversource has to have their own easement for our electricity to go out to that section. I sent it over to Mark. Mark wanted to be more specific. Mm-hmm. Sent it back to the guy, said that he needs it more specific. So the guy, he had called me on the phone. He says, I need to expedite this. This is the only thing that's holding up. Everybody's calling me. You know, it's holding up. I said, well, he said that, you know, it's going to be more specific. He called the lady. He put it in specific, sent back. I talked to Mark. Mark sent it back to me and said, I want you to strike this language, this language, this language, this one, and do this and that. And sent it back, and the lady's like, you know, I tried to expedite. I got to send it to the legal department now. He wants to cross stuff out. So now they're talking to Mark, and the guy's not happy right now. He's like, this could be for months now, and I can't get in there. I got to get this job done, and I've got to make sure it's done to our lawyer's liking, and we'll go from there afterwards. That land was originally taken, and it mentions it in the beginning of it. It mentions the meeting at district meeting in 1974 or 64 when they had a vote here to take that land from Mrs. Crocker, who had passed, her family or something like that, and it was taken then for water use.
Yeah.
Watershed. So that's where we stand right now with Tower North. They're trying to get things done fast, but we'll be lucky. It'll still be going another month, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And so they can't put their antennas up until Eversource
Correct.
Tweets the power.
And they weren't going to be able to put up one of them. Well, they could put them up, but they couldn't tie in.
Correct.
Because of the nest on one of the cows.
Right. And that, by the time they get done, that might be, by the time they get working, it might be okay to take it down by then.
Yeah.
Oh, the Osprey nest. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's October that they have to be up till, something
yeah,
like that.
That seems right. September, October. The Eversource easement is for subsurface service, right? I mean, it's underground service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just mentioned. It's just on the road.
Yeah.
But because that is, they call that 414 Main Street, and there's 200 and something acres on one side and another 100 on the, or 70 something on the other. Whatever it is, you know, that we have there. He's like, I'm not giving them an easement on, you know, 400 acres of land.
No.
They're going to be more specific. They're going to say where they're going to be, and that's why he wants to strike that part out, I believe.
Okay.
That says, you know, the old taking of the land and everything else.
Good.
So, it's all lawyer talk now.
Yeah.
But she's, as long as their lawyer understands what he's trying to accomplish without trying to be complicated, they should.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the problem. It's just the right of easement, right, easement specialist that was talking to him. She just has a standard easement they send out. She puts in the language that she takes off the assessor's book on it. Now, it's usually pretty simple for a homeowner that's doing it that says, yeah, okay, because it's usually a 1 acre property, a 2 acre property. Where this is something different, it's going to be a little different.
Well, that's good that he's looking out for that.
Yep.
That's great.
All right. What else do I have here? GHD's contract. I think we talked last month about possibly signing that at this meeting. I think it is in your pile.
This is for the skater. Right.
Yeah, there's one for Tater and Howard in there, and there's one for GHD, I believe. Is there another one in there?
Tater and Howard, GHD.
There's two actually in there. I'd like to sign, have both of them signed so we can get things rolling for the security.
Yep. So they're the same, or?
Yeah, they're both the same. I want a signed copy for our records and a signed for theirs.
Okay. And then Russell started coming to our meetings again.
Yeah, he called today. Asked you about a couple of, he's got a mapping program and a GIS program going with us. So he was just calling to find out how I was making on the map. That was there. He'd done some changes, brought it up to code, up to date, excuse me, and I was looking back at it. I have been.
So you're looking at where it says additional signatures if required?
Correct. I believe there should be.
There's your name under on behalf of owner and your name, and then additional signatures if required.
Oh, does it say that? Okay. Yeah, if you guys just sign under both, all of it, I don't even need to sign it. On behalf of the additional signatures, I will sign it, but you guys can sign first and second line.
Okay. I'll do the second line.
Okay. This is the 470 that,
Yep. And they're just looking for 88 to get started?
Yeah. This is for the engineering part of it.
before they get into anything else. This is for the project beginnings, so they can write everything up.
It sounded like a foghorn.
Yeah, it did.
I enjoyed hearing those at the Boothby Harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And he's figuring everything's going to stay within budget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The guys from Comtrack have been around putting up, bringing the cables in and everything last few days. Finally finishing putting the fiber optic into the buildings and everything. He called me today about a possibility of more changing the design towards a watertight fitting. And they have to trench. He says that originally it was done as an overhead. They're going to have to trench at 5. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, don't talk to me about this. Talk to the engineer in charge. And I told him to call Russ. He'll give him more of a, you know, we have so much money for you put aside that's already been built out. You guys, this is your estimate, not mine.
This one's easier to sign than the
one for that person, don't forget.
This contract's easier to sign than the one for the water tower.
Yeah.
The water tower, it was like
the millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. A
lot smaller, yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank
good.
You.
That's good. So we're going to get started on that?
Yep. They're supposed to actually start in September, as long as I wanted them doing to be out of the way before they get going. So nobody's knocking heads, and we'll talk about Methuen when we get here, when we get to it.
Okay.
If you didn't notice, you know, I've mentioned it to a couple people, but the shed is moved.
Yeah.
So that kind of closes that off. He's opened it up nice so that there's a nice parking spot there for his Jeep.
Yeah.
You should thank him very much.
I know. I'm thinking about putting a fence
up. It's not a storage thing.
No, no.
We could put some flags up there.
It does.
Once we
and when, you know, when we, if you had talked about getting some white pines in.
Yeah, I'll put them in.
We could put a couple in there.
Yeah.
Because he had said, well, I don't like looking
right,
at that.
Right, exactly.
Box,
he can get something. We'll put something in there. We can't put it on top of the water main itself.
Right.
So we can go over there and stick a couple things right there for him. Plantings, maybe a nice hedge of some sort.
Yeah, what do you want? Arborvitaes or something?
Something like that would be nice.
Red cedar grows wild here.
There's plenty of it on the power line.
There's plenty of it on the power line. There's plenty of it, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right, and last on my list is Roosevelt Road, Mrs. Tromba.
Yes. Good.
As you know, we have received a registered letter from an attorney of hers, Attorney Sabbats, complaining of dirty water complaints. It's ongoing, been going on for a while. I'd just like to run over a tiny bit of what we've done over there.
Before you do that, what's the wild name? You say it's been a while. What does a while mean? Is it a year, 2 years?
It's been going on for years over there.
5 years?
Since her husband was alive, and that has to be, that's when Kenny was here. It's been going on since probably Kenny was here. That's when we first changed, the first time we changed the tap and raised it higher on the water main was when Kenny was here.
5 years or?
That's probably 10 years ago,
10 years,
maybe 15 years ago.
10 to 15 years.
Yep.
It's been an ongoing process.
So that was the first time we changed it. We moved it about 5 foot away from where it was uphill and tapped it on top of the water, higher on the water main, and thought things were fine. Didn't hear from them for a while. And then she called up one day stating that she had dirty water. We went over there. I flushed the service off. many times we've been over to her house to talk to her, and like I said, a very nice woman. We have flushed a service odd. I've actually changed out her filter for her. She has a filter system there, one of those Cuneo filters, charcoal filter that water runs through and comes out. Clogs up pretty fast over there. She complains about corrosion also with her heating system, where parts are rusting apart, which is a totally different problem with water. It's not an iron or a manganese problem. That's a corrosion problem, which would be a pH problem. I don't know. She blames everything's on the water over there right now. So we've changed the service again probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. We actually moved it as far as we could up into her property at the property line, shot it back to the middle of her house, into the driveway. We did not replace it underneath the grass section of her yard. Probably 20 feet was not replaced. We shot it over and added to right where it was, the plastic service. Mm-hmm. Don't know why. It still, she said, didn't make a difference. After I talked to her a month later, she said, no, doesn't make a difference at all. So we started putting her on a flushing list once a month. The guys were going over. They changed it, went over twice a month, flushing the hydrant in front of her house. Doesn't seem to be a problem. It still doesn't seem to be doing anything for her. I talked to the gentleman across the street last week. He said he's never had a problem. If I want to test over there, fine. So that is our plan right now. We put a filter on the hydrant over there, monitoring that. She gave me a filter while I was over there so I could have that tested. We're going to do secondary contaminants on all stations and at two locations in her house, before the filter, after the filter, and one upstream, one downstream, and the guy across the street. So we're going to end up doing about 10 secondary contaminant samples from there, which we'll test for all kinds of stuff here. I'll give you the what we'll test for. There's a copy for you. There's a copy for Don. It has the different levels. Some of the different things that could be happening. They're going to do what they call a total and dissolved also, which basically they filter the water before they put it in to see if this is chunks of anything that might be coming into her house. Right. So they'll be doing that also. It's another bottle. And we have the water quality study that's about to start. It's going to be testing all this anyways. So we are working on it. Both fiscal year 15 and 16, the average of our stations on manganese was 0.07. The SMLC there is 0.05.
So it's a little high.
Yes.
0.02 of a milligram per liter.
Yeah.
And is that system wide? Or is that just...
That's what's coming out of the pumping station.
Out of that pump.
Out of all... That's an average.
The average
coming out.
The average for all.
Yeah.
So one could be higher, one could be lower.
Correct. The well field itself, where she is, I'd say is higher than the other two that are.
And manganese here will affect the color.
Color, yep.
But it shouldn't affect just one person's color.
Right.
That should be universal.
Right.
So now you said across the street, is it yeah. About adjacent?
Up and down.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do an upstream and a downstream, try to get a house within one or two.
But there's been no complaints from anyone. No complaints from anyone. other.
No, she told me that the woman across the street when she first moved in had dirty water complaints, but then everything cleared up. That was just what she told me.
From a flush and tell.
Yeah.
So it could be a couple of things I'm trying to cross off in my mind. Do you know what type of pipe is underground there, how old it is?
It's either cast or ductile.
Okay.
It's lined. I'm pretty sure it's lined in there.
Do you know how old
I don't have that record.
Is it really old, or how old is that development?
70s.
Okay. And it's the service cap is plastic.
Yes.
Going into.
Yep. So she might have a copper pipe come in, like a 5-foot piece of copper in the house, but it's a plastic speed going right there.
So there's, I know I talked to you. I wasn't quite. Was I still in Maine when I talked to you about this, or is it?
Not sure.
I got back.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the thought process here, because now that there's a lawyer involved, it's going to mean either the lawyers instigate us to get something done to her satisfaction, or they're going to want something.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be able to show that we have been. And we'll continue to be working on this. So,
right.
The.
So sorry.
It's all right.
Continue.
So we need to get a record, even if it goes back 10 to 15 years, of everything we've done.
Yep.
To this, so we have a record to show that it's been an ongoing process. We've never not done anything.
Right.
And then, if we have exhausted, if we at some point exhaust all of our possible ideas on what this could possibly be, I know you mentioned about our third party getting involved that could do some testing and some investigating. That may be a possibility where someone that's to their satisfaction or our satisfaction can try to figure out what the hell the problem is.
Okay.
And if we get to the same point and the same conclusion, then it may not be our problem. It may be something in the house.
Right. When I go in there to do this testing and everything else, just from my own curiosity, I'm going to have my electrician go in with me. And just, she's agreed it's okay if he comes. I talked to her about it. Just to check to make sure everything's grounded right in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm under the... if it's, it has to be something that's just local
unique
to her.
It's unique to her.
Yeah, and I know that if you hook a pipe up, I mean a ground to a pipe, it starts to corrode. And
yeah,
it shows corrosion.
A pipe should never be a ground.
Plumbing code says you ground to the water surface. Even if it's plastic, you're supposed to ground to something.
You drive a stakeout.
I know. Years ago, it used to be an iron pipe coming in. Every single one of them have a ground. If I cut them off, the lights dim in the house and things blow at times. So you got to make sure you get a plumber to come check every replacement service we have that has a iron service with a ground to it.
Hmm.
So it just makes me wonder if something wasn't grounded properly or she's got some stray current running around the house, which might be actually bringing this up in the hot water tank where
right.
she sees it so much in the hot water.
Just for the record, it's 6:15, and Commissioner Robinson has just arrived, and we're in the process, as you can tell, of talking about the trauma on Roosevelt Road problem. I think
that's a great idea to have somebody look at it,
an electrician look at it, and see if it's an electrolysis issue.
Yeah.
Your pH is running good everywhere else.
She's not adding lime to anything and bringing the pH or somehow dropping the pH.
Right.
No.
And her filter system is just filtering. It's not adding anything.
No. It's just a cartridge filter that it's going through.
Okay.
Just to feed out any kind of particles,
yeah.
Basically.
I don't want you to recap, but just... what about the other people in the neighborhood?
Nothing. No, We have had, in the past, there was one woman who, probably 15 years ago, I can remember calling, and we re-tapped over there on hers, a higher tap, and she never called back about it ever again. I think she ended up putting the same thing, had a cartridge filter in there, and they never called back again to us on it. So
if we tested other people's houses, would
that's the plan. The plan is to do secondary contaminants, total and dissolved, at all stations and at two locations in her house before her filter that she has, after the filter. Also, one upstream, one downstream, and one from the house across.
She's not at the end.
No, she's in the middle. So we're talking about doing 10 different tests for secondary contaminants, one of them being dissolved, so it'll be filtered.
So I am assuming you've alerted our attorney.
Yep. He's been, according to this last night when I talked to him, he has tried to contact the other attorney to talk to him and say, you know, hey, we're doing this. You know, do you want us to do something else, or what's the advice here and everything? And he's called back. They just haven't connected yet.
Okay.
So he does know. I sent him the letter. He has a letter, and he's tried, like he said, talking to him.
And so you'll copy him on any plan of action that you're proposing, because it may end up as some kind of evidence.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure.
I mean, it's obvious, you know, she doesn't want to go to court either. I'm sure this is just a way to get her attention.
Yeah.
But and it has, and you know, we want to fix it. So, but it's important for our attorney to be involved in it. Whatever you propose doing, just make sure that he understands what you're doing in terms of any potential evidence that is
okay.
Important.
Yeah, and I think you're doing the right thing. I mean, it's a problem that's been ongoing for 10 to 15 years, on and off. And all sorts of things have been changed. And it'd be interesting to see just how much money we've spent on this one isolated problem. And maybe even how much we're going to spend as when we start doing these tests.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We could keep track of that.
You're in consultation with other water superintendents that have ever had this issue?
I've talked to a couple, not superintendents, but I did talk to a engineer, and I also talked to, we have this Northeast Rural Water Association that has what they call circuit riders that come out, help you try to find leaks and help you different things. And I talked to him for about 15, 20 minutes. He was almost in the impression that the filter might be the problem rather than hindering from the problem.
Huh.
But
how would that do it?
It's gunking up. It's doing its job. It's taking out water. You know, it's filtering out things that you wouldn't normally combine as much as you see on there. Like little particles of stuff that would go by that you and I wouldn't taste or think about is getting caught up there. And maybe it's increasing it because it's just sitting in that water.
Increasing the concentration.
Yeah.
She's caught up in that. Does she need to, maybe she needs to either get rid of or change the filter a lot more often?
She said, when I talked to her, she said she's changing it almost every 2 weeks right now.
Wow.
That's what she told me. You know, and like, I didn't go over there to talk to her. I went over there to look at the filter that we had put in. And, she was very kind to me, like I said, when I was over there.
So we put a filter outside?
Yeah, we put one on the fire hydrant out in front of her house.
Okay.
The one that we've been flushing off.
Yep.
And what we did was, back in July, the first week of July, we stopped actually just flushing it off, and Brian went down there and hooked up a bleeder to it, to the hydrant, and just ran it constant with a meter on it. And has just been letting it run down there to see if the constant move, if that would help at all. And now she's saying that didn't help at all. Hmm. We just flushed there not too long ago, that neighborhood.
I think we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, and like Mark mentioned, keep her and keep Mark Boudreaux in the loop so that everybody knows what we're trying to do.
Okay.
And maybe we'll catch up with it. If she's changing the filter every 2 weeks, is she using a filter that other people use in that neighborhood? Do you know? Is she?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same type. It's a pretty large one. When I say large, it takes a good sized filter that's about yay high, about yay big, and it runs through. She also has a sprinkler system there that takes quite a bit of water through that system, and I don't know if, you know, she's kind of, she's a lot of water last month, and she hasn't paid a water bill since then either, so she actually was on the lien list that you guys just signed, so.
Yeah. It's interesting.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to do what we can.
Yeah.
All right.
And maybe you could get the name of the filter she's using.
So yeah,
do some investigation.
A couple of
because
times.
There should be some sort of manufacturer's recommendation how often it should be changed.
Right.
If she's doing it every 2 weeks and it should be good for a month, then I don't know.
I don't know if they change the types of filters. She's had different kinds. I'm not sure if she gets them, where she gets them from, yeah. I kind of have one more thing here. Okay. Once we're done, I think we could talk about. I don't know, any more questions with that? I guess I should really say, or concerns, any ideas other than where we are now.
There's a process. I mean, we can go through and do all the stuff we're doing and see where we're at with that.
Right.
You know, and then any further steps we'll have to discuss.
Yeah, I think I don't know that we can do anything more than upstream, downstream, across the street, at the hydrant, change the service.
Have the electrician.
You've got her filter. We're going to have the electrician in.
Yeah.
Make sure it's grounded properly.
You're checking the pH on that water when you do the analysis, I'm sure, because it's one of the secondary. It's one of the contaminants that we're going to be looking at. It's not really a contaminant. It's one of the things we'll look at.
Right, secondary.
Because it can affect contaminants and whether or not they're in solution or precipitating out. So I think we're doing a good job.
Right.
Has anybody met with her personally, face-to-face?
Chris has. You've met her a bunch of times, haven't you?
Who's that?
The woman.
Oh, yeah. I've been over there and talked to her personally many times.
Okay. And since the letter came?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her the other day, and she said that I could bring the electrician over with me, and she'll let me do the different tests. As I said, she's a very kind woman,
yeah.
And she's always been very, every time we go over there, that she loves the guys and always been, you know, talking to them when they're out there. She just feels as though that she can't sell her house until this is cleaned up.
Is she trying to sell her house?
I think she wants to leave it to her kids so they have something.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's, but to brain, I can't think of anything else in terms of brainstorming and figuring out other things to do until we get those things done.
Right. And I'm taking some advice from the Patrick to get in on it, too. He's the one who gave me the plan over there when we put together. I mean, we put together a flushing plan just for that development to try to stop this problem, too. And so, I mean, that's even more money we spent on a flushing plan over there just for that development itself, which for the two different times it's been changed. There's been some stuff done over there.
It would be interesting to see if there's any of the surrounding districts have any similar problems.
Yeah, I could try to put out a.
If you get a chance to talk to any of them.
Yeah, trying to think when.
Barnstable, COMM.
Yep.
Ashby.
Let's see if I can think of a call over there or something. All right, back in, let's see, on May 19th, just a weekend, a while back, this is a 25 Queen Anne Lane, a woman by the name of Mrs. Kaiser, Roberta Kaiser, Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R, Eric and Roberta Kaiser. She called me up and said that she... The guys came out, there was a leak in her sideline, said it was okay for the night. We went back the next day, we had services planned. We had Bordellotti change the sideline, fix everything. There was no charge to her or anything like that. She called me up last week, I believe it was August 8th, was when I ran, it was sent. And she gave me a whole scenario of how... she heard a loud whooshing sound, her and her husband couldn't figure out what it was. So they ended up calling a plumber out on a Sunday, or a Monday, whatever it was that day, Sunday. And they came out and spent many hours trying to find the leak that was there. They couldn't find anything, so they had suggested that she call the fire department. So she called the fire department, who suggested that they call us.
This was in August.
This is back on May 19th.
Okay, May 19th.
So they did all this. Well, since then, she got the bill from the plumber, from this that went out. And she feels as though this wasn't a problem with her home at all, and that we should pay, or at least help her pay, the plumber's bill, who had to be out there for so long to try to find her on a Sunday because it was an over-hour bill and everything else. I have the bill. She says on here, we're interested to know, given the circumstances, if the town will assist with the plumber's fee of $424.50. She sent along the bill with it. On the last page of the bill, it says that she paid with credit card $399.50. She had a $25 coupon. I find kind of weird anyways that she's asking for an extra $25 if she had it deducted. Maybe she forgot about it. Mm. But this person that went over arrived at the job. I'll give everybody one of these to look at. Here's the email also that goes with it. I told her I've never had this kind of request. I didn't think that we were in the business of paying plumbers. So the homeowner calls. I don't know why when he came in there and there was no water running through the water meter, if he shut it off and still heard the whooshing, why didn't he say it's not my problem or your problem and turn around and leave? Which I would have thought just about any plumber would do. But I told him that wasn't my decision to make, that I would talk to you guys about it.
Off the top of my head, and if there's enough water flowing that's causing a whoosh inside the house, it'd take about a second to find it, because you have water all over the place.
It was the vibration of the pipe is what she could hear, I think. And they could hear it, you know, kind of going from the pipe itself. There was a couple pinholes in the water, in the copper line. I think it was going across the street. Yeah. Up by the curb box.
All right, so this guy's looking for a water leak in the house?
That person was looking for a water leak in the house when it wasn't leaking in the house at all.
This was after you fixed the sideline?
This is before.
Before.
This is before right. They even called us to come out there and look at it.
Okay, so they heard a whooshing. Called the plumber, he came and looked around the house, couldn't find anything, so they assumed it was outside, which it was. When he was
correct. Coming. Correct. But the plumber here, it seems, looked for
2.25 hours? No.
Well, the emergency fee.
Hour and a half was spent at the house, yeah.
Well, this says it stayed 3 hours. Was unable to detect any of the internal leaks. I know that in the plumbing, in a lot of places, they'll have a, they'll do a loop there. That, you know, you turn water on and off, you don't get a vibration.
Yep.
Not all houses have it, but most do. It just seems like if there was that loud of noise that caused them to call someone, you would indicate there'd be a lot of water, there'd be enough water moving. If it's not in the house, you would see that would be pretty quick. I don't get 3 hours.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, if you read his little description here, what he did, he went all through the house. He looked at appliances. He looked outside around the foundation. But
and it may have been just to keep them happy, too.
Right.
And then he said, well, what about this and what about that?
Right, because it's a $200 dispatch fee. Just for the plumber to show up was $200.
Right.
Yeah, to me, I don't know.
It sounds like what they wanted to do was to, like a good doctor, rule out other things before they settled on the...
It
was their path to find out what the problem was. It started here, and then went there, and then went there.
They obviously came to the conclusion that it was outside the house. That's why they wanted to involve the water.
Correct.
And then we fixed it at our cost. Right.
Right.
And,
yeah,
and now it's okay. So, I mean, I don't know that we would pay their bill. We took care of the problem.
Correct. And if there was nothing, if they felt it was warranted to have that plumber come out on a weekend because of this, and even if it was a $200 bill for them coming out, that plumber should have been able to look at that water meter and see that there was no water running through it. He could hear it. He said he turned it off and could still hear it running. But there was no... Once you got it off, you can still hear it running then.
Yeah.
Then that means it's not there anymore. There's no more water. You've turned it off in the inside. It's outside the house.
They clocked the water main.
Right.
Tested to confirm the meter was working properly. You could hear the noise, but the meter was not spinning. So, you know, I think it's kind of between them and that plumber.
I think so, too.
I don't think anybody should ever be shocked by a plumber's bill, frankly.
What's that?
I don't think anybody should ever be shocked by a plumber's bill.
Right?
No.
You know when they enter the house, you're talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And better safe than sorry, and that, you know, they were nervous about it.
Are these elderly people? Or no? And take it easy.
I've never met
these people.
I don't believe so, but I just thought it was kind of bold.
Well, do you think they wouldn't want to come talk to us about this? Or do you want to respond to
it? I can respond in a letter.
This was just an email, right?
This was just an email. Yeah, she called me up on the phone asking me if I could give her any assistance on it. And I said, I never have, and I've never heard of them doing it. I've never had anybody ask this of me. So I said, I have a commissioner's meeting coming up. I'll see what they feel. Bring it up to them. And if you send me an email, I said, with what happened in the bill, we'll look at it, and I'll present it to them, and I'll let you know their findings.
Yeah, I think if we started doing this, we could end up paying a lot of plumber's bills, you know.
As it is, we end up paying a lot of freeze-up bills, you know, water leaks that come up,
yeah,
those lines. There are a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars. So,
so like most utilities, they will pay up until they hit the wall of the house. Right? And then inside the house, you have to hire an electrician or a cable guy or somebody. Like
that. Right.
Right. So why would we be different?
And that's what we get.
Let me fix the problem as soon as we know about it.
It, you could, you know, if you feel like offering her an invitation to come talk to us about it, we could hear her appeal, but
it's kind of, we took care of our responsibility,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I guess I would feel fortunate there wasn't any water damage to my house.
Sure.
Which could be much more expensive than $400. So.
Yeah.
I just, I, like I said, I find it kind of weird that she wants us to give her $25 more than she paid.
Oh, that coupon has been.
That's maybe she paid $25 on a coupon.
A coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, I'll send her an email that said, I'll have Jen assist me and send in an email that states you guys are not in favor of the circumstances that we're here and giving her any assistance on this, but if they would like to appeal it, they could appear at the next.
Yeah, they'd come talk to us about it, but it's like there's no problem inside. So
I would add that you know, we responded promptly to your, when we finally got the word and we fixed it promptly. And
yeah.
He didn't charge anything, as we usually don't.
Right? Okay. Yeah, we'll took care of all our responsibilities.
Right.
So I would put a little positive paragraph after your statement of what is not going to happen.
All righty. That does conclude my final report.
Since we're talking about stuff like that, I pulled this out. Just to see how we're doing with that.
She did send something in. I'm pretty sure that she finally got everything in and paid that and sent in the payments. She sent in all the stuff that she needed.
Okay, so this was from last
year.
We had a woman who felt like her meter was incorrect and that somehow she used a lot more water than normal. And so we told her she could pay a reduced fee for her bill, but we wanted to meter it and monitor it a little more closely, right?
No, this is the one that was the lady that she had a leak internally between houses, I believe, between two houses and didn't know about it. You guys granted her a leak rate on that. She had to show the plumbing bill to be fixed.
All right.
Yep.
So I pulled the wrong paperwork. I was wondering about the other
the one. I called up the gentleman who does the reading over at the condominium.
Yes, the condo.
And he was supposed to give me a call on Monday to schedule a time to come out here and reread it again.
Okay.
And he did not.
All right.
So I will give him another call back. He is a very, very, very good salesman who promises a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to check.
I'll make a note, too, to call and check that again. That's Joe.
Okay, so that's superintendent's report. We're going to the old business now.
Chemical safety upgrades. They're basically done. They have not did a startup on two of the stations. It's supposed to be on the 21st to get the last two over. They've done all their plumbing work and everything else. After that, it's just the list of anything that we've noticed that might end. It's over and above. Changing a couple small things. Anything that the engineer notices that's not compliance,
Like, they noticed there were some stainless steel bolts that were supposed to all be plastic because you can't use stainless steel with hypo. So there's a couple little things, you know, they got to go through and fix whatever that gets pointed out on there.
Like a punch list. Like a punch list.
Yeah, punch list, basically, yeah. But they have been doing a good job. They've done everything. They've done everything we've asked. They've been kind of bending over backwards for us because of the way it was all the summer long. We tried to not get one down, and the other one was going. And we've had a few different issues with different stations and everything else. So they have done a good job jumping around. Because of that, they asked for an extension till I believe it's the 18th of September or something to that effect, which I saw no problem with. Let me see. I just had it on the top of my list here. We passed for an extension from the 23rd of September. From August 18th was supposed to be the finish date to August 23rd. So they could, the 21st is the actual startup date, and there was no way they figured they could get finished by the 18th then. So they asked us to extend it out just so they could finish any punch lists.
What's the extended out period?
The September 23rd.
Okay.
Just a month. It's a no-cost extension from them.
Yeah, they've been working with us. So.
The thing that has changed a little bit is because of a lot of the stuff that's going on, we've gone over budget with Tater and Howard a little bit, added a couple things that need to be done. So there is a extension to their contract in your packet, tacking on about $13,000 more, which is still within the money that we have for the project. It's just over and above.
Sense that I'm starting to get excited.
Yeah.
He says. We're not going back to the district for one more sense.
No, yeah. This is to add some other stuff to it. They're putting in a plan for us on testing procedures, putting together different packages for DEP, some more of the stuff that's been talked about and added through.
So that's this document here?
Yeah.
This will fall within the 10% contingency?
Yes.
Okay.
So we need to approve this?
Yeah.
I move that we approve the request for the extra cost for Tata and Howard as presented.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Is this the copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice that they're within budget still, right? With the overall
project,
it's just...
Correct. It's still nice with the amount of money that was originally put out there. It's still going to keep us under. We had to buy, with change orders so far, you know, we've had to buy new motors, new pumps,
right.
Different things like that. You know, there's a few different things that just was unforeseen. So it's nice that that's there. Did you get any of the stuff I sent Mark out? For like, there was a contract we talked about last month for the security,
mm-hmm.
the GHD. They've already signed this. I don't know if you want to sign it while you're here. I'll give you the warrants too afterwards. You can look at it.
So that's for the SCADA, for the security system.
Mm-hmm.
On the chemical safety upgrade project?
No, that's good right now. And they seem, like I said, they're moving right along. We should get it inspected, I think in October, I think it is, that they're going to come down and inspect the whole thing and do a sanitary survey at the same time.
Nice. That's nice. I'm happy then.
Be nice to get that. You know, it's been going. It's been running pretty well. In the beginning, we were putting quite a bit of chlorine in to get everything going. I don't know if anybody smelt it at all. Now we're right to the point where we're keeping less than two. Everything's working nice.
Great.
There's two here.
Yeah, that's it. There's just two.
The pH is staying fairly constant.
Yeah, it's we had the pH guy here the other day, the pump guy, just to replace a few parts and some of them, make sure they're running fine. We started getting a little up and down going with station 5. Right now, it seems like they have a little calibration issues down there. But
station 5.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. One pass that down to Mark.
Those are warrants.
Everything seems to be going well. Okay. Always something though. You know, it's like them steps. It's an escalator. I think I'm getting to the top, and I just keep on walking.
All right, what's coming up next?
Yep.
SCADA system.
Yep, next.
Okay. And the cost of service study.
Yes, there should be something in your packet with an update from Megan Davis.
I saw that.
On the cost of service study.
I did have a question.
Sure.
The lawn care, what is that for the office?
That is for station 5, the office, and both of the tanks.
There are lawn
the tanks and station 5, and both the tanks and station 5 get done twice a month, every 2 weeks. The lawn at the office get done once a week.
What are they doing? Mowing the lawn.
I actually got three
different
prices.
Where's the lawn at the stations?
What's that?
Where's their lawn at the stations?
Station number 5, which is the one that's furthest down on 28, that's set back. When they built it, they had grass coming down the sides and down below.
Okay. So I got to throw my eyes myself.
Yeah. There should be one. There's actually a bill in there if you want to look at how much it costs.
Well, I saw the 688.
The prices did go up this year from past years and everything.
Is it more than mowing? Are they putting stuff down?
We never fertilize it. Okay. It grows on its own.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is this part of your...
We actually just bought a brush king, basically, billy goat, to do the state, to go down the sides of the roads to try to cut them back a little bit to keep some of that brush down, like it was suggested by the forester.
Hmm.
Oh, I gave him that. Also,
yes, yeah.
Something about them.
Yeah.
They're gonna disappear no matter what.
You calling me again?
Yeah.
Do with that thing.
All right. Yeah, Mark. I don't know if in your packet there. Yeah, you should have it's an email from. Did I get you
be posted in the packet?
Did so this identified, presented to the water department what portion of each district administrative budget line item the water rate should cover for
yep.
review and comment. What, did you get that?
Yeah, we got that. We looked at it. We sent back our responses on it, a couple questions on why there was a couple things situated the way it was. It tells you the percentage of what should be paid for. Like we pay 50% of the finance department and taxes pay so many percentage. I mean, it's all broken down, and she said she was telling us how and if it was a fair, if we thought it was a fair representation.
Oh, for current?
Correct.
Okay.
For her to do the report.
What we're doing now.
For things that are happening now, yeah.
Okay.
All
So when we originally signed this contract, there was a time, an estimated
3 months, was it? 90 day?
I got a copy of this proposed agreement scope, and I think it was originally...
It has been completed for June 25th.
Yeah.
And then I know that it was the wishes of the district treasurer that it would be completed for July 1st. He didn't tell me why, but that's what his wish would be. And as of now, it's not completed. They're still waiting on some information from the district treasurer so they can complete their work. And it's getting close to the time where we need to have this completed so we can make our decisions and come up with a new rate change for October 1st for Jen to put it out. So it's going to become a time sensitive.
Right. It would be nice to have some kind of filler. If we're going to be raising rates come next year, it would be nice to be able to put out, you know, prices are going to be increased too or something like that. I don't think we can increase by October's billing, but I think with the new year of minimum bill, you know, whether they want to do it twice a year now, whether what they suggest could go into effect.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to be able to put out a filler in the bill to let people know what's happening.
How often does the rate change?
It has been a long time, over 10 years.
It's been over 12, I'd say, right now, since it's changed, maybe even more. The last time we had a change was more of an adjustment, I believe, where we cut in half our minimum prices, minimum charges, to help out the people that didn't use the $40,000 the 40,000 gallons that we used to allot for our minimum. We knocked it down to 20, and we got a couple thank yous from some of the single elderly people in town who said, I only use 30,000 gallons. You guys are charging me for 40. Thanks. You saved me $10, or you know, $20 a year and stuff.
Do we need to? Does the Water Commission need to send a letter to Ray requesting that?
I believe that there is a Prudential Committee meeting coming up.
Okay. The 27th.
And it would be nice to get somebody there just to ask him, if just to let him know that it's a priority now. Yeah. We're kind of just waiting on some answers from he could make sure.
The only thing that's really holding us up is that information. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I don't think that Jen should write Ray a letter asking him to.
No, I wouldn't suggest it came from Jen.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would come from us, but if I can just go to a Prudential Committee.
Yeah, I think that would be proper. And there was from my own question, did you ever get your request fulfilled? No?
No.
Be nice if that happened too.
The request for the audit, along with the cover sheet, right?
Yeah.
And I gave him a letter with a formal request for that at the last meeting we were at. Just to be, that was, the request wasn't for me, but it was for you and Jen. I presented it. And if I get it back, I'm just going to hand it over to you.
They did give a synopsis of it at the last Prudential Committee meeting, and I did get an email from Fran saying that they were going to be doing it at the meeting. I couldn't attend that meeting.
I couldn't even.
I was there.
You were there.
I went to that meeting, yeah. And because I didn't have a copy of the audit, and they were talking about the audit report, I didn't really know
what they were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we should get a copy of that because... No, it came up a couple of times.
Like one of the things that they had discussed was this online paying.
Yes.
And we've talked about it. Jen just had a meeting with our billing software provider and asked him how things could go on that. Ray did sit in on the meeting. He has to do more
and set up the stuff because Jen can't do it with the banks. She has no
right.
authority with them at all, so he's going to have to do some of that work. And I did not sit in on it. I hope that he realizes that he has to do a little more than Jen on it to get it set up.
So we've provided all the information that we can from this mm-hmm. department.
Correct.
And we're just waiting for the treasurer's department to
correct
provide the last pieces of information that they need to do the analysis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we just got to create a sense of urgency for the treasurer to provide the information so that we can get the analysis done in time for this message to go out this fall.
Yep. I did give you guys a report on this last month also.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty similar to this one.
Yeah.
I think you probably have it in your records if you look.
For the sake, since this is the 15th and the 27th is almost 2 weeks away, would it make sense that that Prudential or whoever it is can be contacted, before the next meeting? To say this is where we're going to this meeting, this is what we're going to be talking about. If it can be done between now and then, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We need to put off 2 weeks.
I think that there could be an email sent to. I guess Fran's the chair.
Do you want me to email Fran?
Yeah.
Maybe if you could just email Fran and say, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I would like to see if you could expedite. The district treasurer's
request
from Tater and Howard because it's kind of holding it up, and if not, we'd like to discuss it at the next meeting. Can't be taken care of.
Can you send this attached to it so she sees what we need?
Yeah, I can.
I would also add that we've provided all the information that we can from our staff, just to make that clear that. This is the last missing piece.
Okay. All right, I'll send her an email tomorrow or tonight. Sometime. Tomorrow I'm going fishing. So probably maybe time. Or Friday.
There you go. About 2 weeks.
Friday. I'll do it by the end of Friday. I'll get in touch with her.
So going back to the electronic warrants thing, I know that at our last meeting we talked about it and agreed that that's the way we're going to go. And I thought I got from Fran that she wanted to go pretty quickly. And I thought, well, we leave at least a month to set it up. And we've had a month now. So that means we're going to go another month then, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if Jen needs to have a sign anything.
Chief Rude was going to come over, and he's offered to just put us up. He has no problem letting us jump right on with his stuff and even paying for it, I believe, but there shouldn't be a need for that. If he has his contact people come over, he just wants to introduce them personally to Jen. Mm-hmm. And sit down and talk with everybody, saying, this is the way we'd like to do it.
Yeah.
And this is how we can do it with the cloud base and everything else. So.
And that can be with the chief, his people that he knows, and Jen and Ray. Should Ray should be there too?
I don't.
Or who?
I don't think so. I think it would just be for a setup for the same system that he has over there.
Okay. And the chief knows that system.
Right.
I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Correct.
But if she needs to have a sign anything, she can let us know.
Do you want me to put a little inquiry about that in the email as well?
I don't know.
It's not she might bring it up.
Yeah.
She's very interested.
I'll make it seem so. Also.
Kind of just got to look at the budget and say, can we afford this year?
It might be overwhelmed, too, with all the other stuff that's going on.
Right. You know, and I think the cost of services study might be more important.
Correct.
It is.
Because we can pop in and sign warrants or do what we always have done.
Yeah, you guys can swing in there anytime you want.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that? Cost
of
service?
No, cost of service, that's all I have.
Any new business? Final lien?
Yes, we have a final lien list, which
has it been reduced since the last list?
Down.
I think there's like 20 people on here from the 80-something originally. I actually had two people come in yesterday and pay with cash.
Nice.
Off the list and everything. Yeah. I need this signed. You guys can look at it. I need you to sign it. All three of you on the same line. It says signature of each member of the board or of the officer in charge with title. So we've always done it. You sign it, write chairman. Somebody else writes commissioner after their name, the other two. So. Not much of a line there. Still about $3,000.
I know three of them.
$3,700.
$3,700, yeah.
Grew up with three of them.
One's my neighbor.
Is that the
you're gonna have
for
to,
me?
Yeah. Well, I remember, practice your small writing.
I can do that.
So how you doing?
Good.
You look tired.
I am tired. I've had people in my house since June 5th, and now they're gone, thank God.
Is your night not over, too?
I had three Kettleier interns for most of the summer. It was not expected.
So you're full house, even though your boys are both out west?
Yeah, and then as soon as they left, then one of my sons came back for a week.
Good to have people around.
For a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You only say that because your kid can drive can drive a trailer in the water and drop it and drive off, and you don't have to sit there and wait for it. You can drive away.
That's right.
He can take it.
Yeah.
He can drive everything. Truck, trailer. Yeah.
He's coming home Friday.
Nice for a week.
Okay, is that it for new business? Any other new business? Anything, any matters?
I just want to say to Chris that the summer is my busiest time at work, and all my groups meet in big meetings, and landowners are here for the summer and everything. So anyway, after we turn over through Labor Day, I'd like to come and just sit with you for a little bit.
Sure.
And get a little more understanding and of the operations, and so I'll make an appointment with you.
Yeah, not a problem.
After Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to just try to scope out this forest management plan, the well field management plan that I'm particularly interested in, and just tell you what I'm thinking about it, see what you think about it, and bring it forward maybe as an idea here, too. Yeah, it's just summer is tough here. So.
Yeah,
it's not far from being over.
All you got to do is watch it rain around here and see what happens to 28 to figure out how much is going on around this place.
Right.
Wow. So. You know the truck that hit them telephone poles? I think it was the day you guys came back from your vacation. One truck took a hit a cable line and took out two poles right in front of station number 5. Yeah. So they rerouted traffic on going across down Old Kings, and they're at Main Street.
My guys saw three different accidents there in the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
They were coming back at lunch and saw someone get in an accident, got out to help, and somebody took over. They drove away. They came back. There was another accident there. They went back around in the afternoon. I had Matt doing something. He said, I came back there. He's the guy lying in the middle of the road in a motorcycle, he said, 10 feet from him. He says, I couldn't believe it. Three accidents in one afternoon just from people rerouting traffic, not seeing the traffic there always. Nobody knowing what to do.
When we were coming back from Maine, we came down 130, got up at exit 2. And at the lights at Great Neck Road North, there was a steady line. There was cars stopped from that light all the way to 28.
Yeah.
All the way to 28 and then back up.
Oh, yeah.
So there was the traffic was rerouted. So we want to do another meeting or?
Yeah, I'd like to do another meeting, but I'd also like, just real quick, to ask Jen to get in touch with Vic for our next meeting, if that's okay with you, or we could do it the meeting afterwards, but I think we need to start addressing bylaw 5, which has got the sustainability account in it, and it's something that we said we were going to do this year to the Prudential Committee and to the district in terms of looking at how we collect funds and how then those funds can be used to manage our lands and our capital improvements.
Which could turn into forestry management.
Which could then dovetail with the forestry
management. I actually
saw Vic
about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. He said anytime,
okay,
give him a call.
So I think we just need to check with him and see if he's available for either the September 19th.
Well, you guys have fun. I'm going to be in D.C.
Okay. Do you want to make that a different date then?
It's up to you. Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
We could go the 12th, the 26th. The 12th is...
I'm not busy any of those other days. It's just that whole week I'm gone. And now while I'm saying it, you don't have to have me here. It depends how you guys.
Okay. Mark, do you have a preference for?
No, either one. 12th, 26th. Is it? Does it matter in terms of getting things approved in the course of the
warrants?
Not really.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. If September 12th gives us enough time to get the first warrant in.
It still is 4 weeks away because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a full month away.
So the next meeting will be on September 12th at 5:30. And we'll see if Vic could attend that. And if he can't, perhaps he could come on, shall we say, the 10th or the 24th. So the 17th is my wedding anniversary.
Is it about October?
The 10th of
October. I'll be away October 10th through 13th.
Okay. 17th would be the normal.
So 17th would be the normal one. Just assume not meet then. But I don't have to be.
About the 24th? 24th of October?
24th. So set the next two dates for the 12th of September and the 24th of October.
Wait a minute. I'll be gone. Yeah, no, I'm leaving Wednesday. That's right. It's Wednesday the 10th of October.
The 10th of October, yes.
Yeah, so I'll be gone that day. So, okay. If you could do the 24th in October, that would help me.
5:30, okay. Good for you still.
Does that look all right for you? No, I just write. If I can't be here... the office manager
will be here.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like talking for her. Sorry.
Okay. And then if she could contact Vic and see if he's available. Or if Don could reach out to him. I don't have his contact info. So if he's available for either one of those, that'd be great. And we can talk forestry and
hunting, fishing,
sustainability account. Hunting and fishing.
That's why he said the 10th. Yeah. You guys don't have to be here.
Do I have Your cell phone numbers, because I was going to try to get hold of you, telling you it's going to be late. I don't. Okay.
We can exchange those. Are we all done? Any other new business? We get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Aye. I just type your number in there and I'll call you.
Sure.
Or type it in there and hit the call.
That's fine.
And you'll have me. I don't know if I have yours here.
Nope. Put my number. That's. Is that what you wanted? My number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Because then you'll have me.
My phone's out in the car, so it's not going to answer for you.